from KQED.
We begin with Department of Defense video footage recorded above San Diego in 2004. This footage shows two Navy pilots flying an FA-18 Hornet, encountering an unidentified flying object that at times rapidly accelerates, then hovers, then rotates. Let's listen to that footage.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA.
My gosh.
They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
Oh, I think, dude.
That's not our LNS, though, is it?
It's not. It is LNS, dude.
Well, if there's like
a thing,
it's rotating.
This U.S. government film was obtained and published by the New York Times, written by two Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists. And an important note here, just because this video shows a UFO, that doesn't mean it proves there are aliens or extraterrestrials. Rather, it proves that the U.S. government has been investigating unidentified flying objects. A key source for this Times story is former intelligence officer Luis Elizondo. I spoke with him earlier this morning.
A lot of what we're seeing and what we did see were things that were behaving in a way that really seemed to defy our common understanding of current aerodynamics and physics. Things that were maneuvering with incredible amounts of acceleration. Things that were maneuvering hypersonic velocities. By the way, in many cases without a sonic boom, which is very unusual. And things that had this weird positive lift capability, apparently, you know, being able to fly without any flight surfaces, without any propulsion, which is very, very unique. I think when it comes to UFOs, we are now in the era of evidence. You know, we have reached a critical mass of credible witnesses. And I think what's most important from my perspective at this point, the sightings are definite. However, their origins are not, and that is exactly why we must have the further investigation. We have to do it. We really have an obligation. In my perspective, I think it's a national security imperative, quite frankly.
The serious policy question is something that others have raised, too. We're going to get to that in just one moment, but I'm curious. Your
sure.
team, you, have you actually recovered UFO material?
Unfortunately, I can't. There's aspects I can't discuss. I'm not trying to be evasive.
Can you? I mean, if you haven't, it would seem that you'd be able to just flatly deny that you've been able to recover UFO.
I can't speak on behalf of the government. Unfortunately, I cannot discuss anything that might remotely lead to a classified discussion.
Well,
Again,
I don't want to put you in trouble with. I don't want to put you in trouble with the law. I'm just kind of curious if we're going to be in trouble with aliens, because from the New York Times, it says researchers also studied people who said they had experienced physical effects and encounters from the objects and examine them for any physiological changes. It seems to be that
sure.
some people who experienced this debris or these objects had some type of physical change.
Yeah, that's true. That has been demonstrated. That is correct.
To bring this to the national security issue, which you and others have brought up, I want to just relay a conversation I actually had with my editor when I read the New York Times article. I said the U.S. government appears to be confirming the existence of unidentified flying objects. Again, not aliens, but UFOs. And my editor had a very different opinion, which was that this is kind of the stuff of crazy people and that this is something that is unproven and we should be very, very skeptical. And I respect all of that. My question being, how can we even get to talking about having a serious policy discussion when so many people look at this as kind of the realm of quacks and crazies?
Sure. Look, a lot of rigor goes into this and analysis. But in the end, we have information that, frankly, is I hate to say it, but it's undeniable, and that can be very unsettling for people. And I understand the people wanting to avoid the tinfoil hat crowd. These are men and women who are putting their lives on the line and are telling you they're seeing something. And by the way, it's backed up with the signature data.
Based on your experience in this program, do you believe there is extraterrestrial life?
Yes.
Luis, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Luis Elizondo is a former Pentagon official who now works at the Encinitas-based To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences.